good morning. It is good to see everybody here. We're so glad that you're here on this Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday, which emphasizes Jesus' death. But today we have something special going on with our kids. They're going to be sharing some songs and some readings with us. And so we're excited about that. And we are so glad that you're here today. And we want to welcome all of you. And so let's get right started this morning and stand and begin by singing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Blessed is the one who comes in the love of God. Amid the powers of this world, Christ comes humbly, riding on a donkey.
Christ alone is our Savior and our Sovereign.
Christ, we thank you and honor you. Well, let's join together, and if you want to go into your hymn book, you can turn to 218, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. All glory, Laud, and honor to the Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children make sweet hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comes, the King and Blessed One. The together there in our bulletin for our opening prayer. Gracious Savior, you humbled yourself on the back of a donkey and entered Jerusalem, bringing joy to the hearts of children. On this day of joy and remembrance, sing in our hearts once more that we too may wave palms with the children, for to such belong the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Before I talk to the kids this morning and they come and do their program, I'm going to read the passage. This year's lectionary passage is out of Luke, and you can follow along with it there on the PowerPoint. Luke chapter 19, 29 through 38. As Jesus came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there, and when you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who had been sent found it exactly as he said. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'Its master needs it.' And they brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down to the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because all the mighty things they had seen. They said, 'Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens.'" That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God will add his blessing to the reading of the word. And may the Spirit be upon our kids this morning as they sing and share the program with us today. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys, come on down. Oh, thank you, whoever it was that left me one. Oh my gosh, it broke already. You should do that. There you go, you got it. This one looks like it needs some water. Yeah. You know how to work it? Watch this. It broke a little bit there, so see. It just kind of falls over. So what's today? What are we celebrating today? What are these? Palms, yes. And so we call this Palm Sunday, or it can also be called Passion Sunday, because we are beginning Holy Week. And Holy Week is the last week of Jesus' life on earth when he lived here. So Palm Sunday is when Jesus rode in on the donkey into Jerusalem, and they started saying, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Does anybody know what that means? What do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, not alone. Not alone. What do you think?
God.
Well, no, it's not God, but there's a little bit of part of that. No, well, you're real close. You're real close. He said, "Help." Help us or save us? Save us! Save us! So they saw something about Jesus. And so the palms were kind of like a symbol of peace and victory. But guess what? In Jesus' day, the Romans waved palms when they conquered other people on their horses and with their weapons. But notice what Jesus did in our story. He didn't ride in on a horse. He didn't have weapons. He rode in on a donkey, which was a humbling thing. That means he was not saying, "I'm a general," but that he came to serve us. Now, how did he serve
Jesus serve us? How would Jesus serve the people in that day? What happens on Holy Week? Because not only is today Palm Sunday, but it's Passion Sunday. And that's kind of a fancy word that we use because we remember Jesus' death on the cross. How's Jesus going to save us? By dying on the cross. He loved us so much. He loved us so much that he wasn't going to conquer people, but he was going to love people. And that's the difference. And that's why he's a different king. And that's why we say, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes. Who's the one?
Jesus.
Jesus. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Who comes, yes, Jesus, that's right. Jesus, who comes in the name of God, and he wants to save us. And how does he save us? By loving us so much that he's willing to give his life for us. And that's what you're singing about today. That's what your whole program is about today. And that's why we wave our palms. Oh, glory, God, and honor to the Redeemer King. And it talks about, did you catch it? You guys were waving and walking, so you probably didn't catch all the words, but it talked about the children singing. Hey, were you singing a little bit? You might not know all the words to that hymn. I don't know if they went over it with you. But I am looking forward to what you're going to do in just a minute. Are you ready? I believe you are. So let me say something. You're going to do great. You're going to sing out. You're going to smile as you sing. Don't forget to smile. When I was in a youth choir, our Miss Lindy always went, smile, don't look grumpy while you're singing. Would you want to watch somebody that looked grumpy while they were singing? Hosanna, Hosanna. I don't know what he's singing Hosanna about, but I don't want it. He looks grumpy. No, we got to smile. Even though, and I know, though, sometimes we don't smile because we're scared a little bit. But you did this at Christmas, so you guys are going to do great today. All right? Okay, great. I will help you out and bring the...
received his promise true. His Son gave all upon the cross so we might live in it.
It's right next to them.
Didn't they do a wonderful job? Oh my gosh.
When they started to sing that last song there, "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High," I almost started crying. Because that's a song that I just taught the church, what, a month ago, that chorus. And what a beautiful, beautiful song there.
Well, we're going to go to, I told you we switched things around. We're going to go to our time of prayer as our kids are going downstairs. And if you have a joy or concern you would like to share this morning, we want to let you quickly do that this morning. And then we will pray for some of those needs that have been mentioned today. So someone this morning, joy or concern, yeah. Okay. Someone else this morning. Yeah. Okay. Unspoken. Someone else. Yep.
Megan got put back on the donor list. She got knocked off when she was in the hospital sick.
Wait a minute. Say that again. I didn't hear.
When Megan was in the hospital here a while back, she had an infection, and she got kicked off the donor's list, but she just got re-added.
Okay. She's been on our monthly list, so thankfully, yeah, when you got an infection, they won't do it because it'll be messed up, but thankfully she's back on there, but she's been on our monthly list needing a new kidney, so definitely want to keep Megan in our prayers. Somebody else this morning? Somebody else, yep. Okay, so the Barnes family with the loss of the grandmother, Priscilla, Jim. I didn't get the name of the family for the loss of the loved one, the other one, but...
Engel.
Okay. So we want to remember the Engel family this morning then. Somebody else? Someone else, yeah. Unspoken, okay. Anybody else? Yep.
Marcia Odar, the one that knows Kay's Hamburger Shop, she's going in for her third hip replacement last time. They did not have enough anesthetic around here, so she has to go, I think, clear to hip Hillsborough.
Wow.
Yeah, because she's an elite patient, and yeah, I've never heard of such.
Yeah, so Marcia, yeah. Somebody else? Yep. Go ahead. That's what I thought she was talking about, yeah. Yeah, we definitely want to keep Linda in our prayers, who really kind of needs a miracle of God. It doesn't really matter what's happening there. She doesn't seem to be recovering. And they moved her to Columbus, but I guess now she may be going to Lima. So, we definitely need to keep her in our prayers. Somebody else?
Brother Mike needs help.
Okay. Want to continue lifting up Mike, Butch's brother. Somebody else this morning? Yes.
My co-worker, Kathy, she has brain cancer.
You may want to fill out a slip for that one. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely want to keep her in our prayers, Kathy. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Lots of different needs there. We want to remember the Shivington family. I know many of you know them with the loss of Pastor, that many of you called him that. And. But we want to remember the family there. We want to remember Allison Burkhart. I'm trying to remember what that need was exactly. I think it's cancer, if I remember right. I don't know who turned that in. Somebody turned it in the offering. And then John, who I believe is having the triple bypass, if I remember right. And something going on there with his heart. And we want to remember both of those in our prayers. We want to remember so many on our monthly list who are going through treatments and cancer and other issues, health related and more long term. We want to remember the Gilfillan family with the loss of Suds. I think some of you know who that is. That's what they were telling me, and they couldn't remember his real name, but it's kind of like Butch, you know, we call him, but that is Norma's oldest son who passed away. So asking for prayers for them this morning. Anybody else before we go to prayer this morning? A lot of different needs there, and pretty good list. And so she's going to play a little bit there, and you can quietly pray if you would like to there in your seats. And maybe if some of these names come to your mind, one of these families, and you can just quietly speak it out there to God in your seat, and or any others that you want. Or you can lift up something that maybe you couldn't share, that you may be in need of prayer today, and then I'll come and close us out. Gracious Father, we are so thankful today that no matter what we face in life, that we're never alone, that you are with us in all that goes on. And Lord, so we want to lift up to you the needs that have been mentioned today, the various ones with the losses and the health issues today and the unspoken ones. God, we just ask that you administer as only you can do as we lift up Megan. And we're just asking for favor today that she will be able to receive a new kidney. And so we're grateful and thankful for that. We pray for Priscilla and ask your continued strength as she's recovering and going through therapy. We lift up Jim today for your continued strength and healing for him as he's going through treatments, Lord. For Marcia, God, that you will be with her for this hip replacement again, Lord, that you will guide and direct there. We lift up Linda to you, God, who just needs a real miracle today, and ask that you would minister in that situation there and bring healing and strength and faith there. Lord, we lift up Mike, Lord. We don't know exactly what's going on, but we pray for your help and his life and ask that you would touch. We lift up Kathy, who has the brain cancer, God. We're asking for your healing touch and grace to be with her. Give the doctors wisdom as they work with her in this situation. And Lord, we know that you are greater than anything that we face in life. So we lift her up today. We lift up Allison, God, and ask that you would touch her as she is going through treatments and that you will be with her. And for John, Lord, with this issue with his heart, God, that you would be there with him and bring healing and grace and strength there. And Lord, we lift up the different families that have lost loved ones Lord, we lift up the Barnes family. We lift up the Engel family and the Shivington family and the Gilfillan family today. Lord, we ask for your comfort and your peace and your grace to be with each one of them today, Lord, with the loss. And it's never easy when we lose loved ones and people that we care about today. And so, Lord, strengthen them and be with them, we pray. And Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today. Lord, we just ask that you would meet those needs as only you can do. And whatever is involved with those situations, Lord, we commit them into your hands. We continue to pray for our monthly list. And God, we continue to pray for so many of them that are facing more serious situations and illnesses. And God, we just ask for strength and healing and your touch and your grace, Lord, for so many of the situations that they're going through. And Lord, we also pray for those that are here today. Thank you for our children and how they blessed us with their songs and their little things that they shared this morning, God. And we just ask for your continued blessing upon them and continue to be with us and continue to use us and help us to realize all that you've done for us. And Lord, we can lift your name on high because you faced everything and was willing to give it all because of your unfailing love for all of us, Lord. And Lord, if there is one here today that is struggling and is hurting, that could not share, but maybe lifted up to you and voice their need, God, we ask that you would touch them so we join with them and ask that you would minister whatever may be going on there today. And we thank you for it, Lord, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And whether you give each week or you give bi-weekly or once a month, however that is, we are thankful. And it continues the work of the church here and with our missions team and going out and touching our community and world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, if you'd like to join us for our prayer of dedication, it's in the bulletin there. For your many gifts, we thank you, O God. Receive our offering and extend your love that makes well and whole through us with it. Amen. Well, you don't have to be seated this morning. You can go ahead and greet one another and share the blessing with some shake a few hands, and then we will close out with our final little chorus there. Your palms this morning. I don't know what. Oh, here they are. You can wave them on this song. This is a good one to wave our palms to on this one as we sing it through. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord of universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Well, let's join together there in our bulletin for our benediction. On the back of a donkey, Jesus came to bless us. May we go with the blessings of God, for this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. Amen.